Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3. We train our sights now, that is, to greater Chinese markets, which did have a pretty trying time at the end of last year on a myriad of uncertainties as well facing the world's second largest economy. But we did see some signs of hope coming back to stocks in the mainland and even in Hong Kong by the sight of bargain hunters coming back and perhaps trying to find deals. May the worst actually be over for the heavily challenged greater Chinese stock market, both on the mainland and Hong Kong? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Peter Chun, who is the founder of Silver Bear Capital. He joins us all the way from Hong Kong to share with us what he's monitoring at the start of 2022 for markets across greater China. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these uncertain times, especially out in Hong Kong. And welcome back to the show, sir. I hope you had a good start to the new year, albeit the tighter restrictions out where you live.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
All right. So, Peter, as we mentioned, a pretty trying time for greater Chinese stocks at the end of last year, at the start of this year, when, you know, it seems that markets are trying to struggle to find some sense of direction. Today, we've seen mainland Chinese stocks actually take a bit of a step back. But over the last couple of days, we did see some signs of gains, actually, and perhaps investors trying to shrug off these rising rate pressures and regulatory concerns and a possible economic slowdown. What do you think does 2022 hold for equities across mainland and Hong Kong? Is it going to be a better tomorrow, or is it going to be a similar case of the same drags that we saw last year?
Well, I think in the first Q, you will probably see that a lot of the institutional guys are saying China has gone on sale. So right. I think a lot of the bargain hunters right now are looking into China market, China stocks, especially to see where this is going to go. Of course, we needed to take a look at the expectation for the central bank to inject more long-term liquidity via triple R cuts. We expect one more cut probably in Q1 2022 and various lending facilities. I think this is an important factor that we need to look at how, or we would speculate, the local Chinese government would intervene into the economy to support this year's campaign for them to kind of ride on. So I think this year is going to be an interesting year, especially on the Q1, whereby everybody is going to probably trying to pick up their favorite companies with a very good valuation pricing. And then I'm sure with this new start, the Chinese government would probably had a couple of secret weapon behind the back, trying to stabilize the outlook for this year.
Right. So a lot of stimulus, perhaps, from the Chinese from Chinese officials in Beijing to help prop up the mainland amidst a possible slowdown. And this might be prompting some of these bargain hunters, and especially, and very interesting to watch, bargain hunters coming around sniffing for deals in the Hang Seng Tech Index. I mean, Peter, you know better than I do, since you're out in Hong Kong, just how hard it's been for them over the better part of the last 12 to 15 months. However, is it safe to start hunting for cheap valuations in the tech space, or is it still dangerous because we still have a lot of these regulatory overhangs that haven't really cleared up that much from Beijing?
Well, I think that's a very good question, because I think what China did before was a very smart move, to my opinion, because I think it's nice to try to not let the candle burn too quickly and probably turn the candle into a renewable electric bulb instead, so that you would never burn out. So I think slowing it down, letting all the retail people take a relook at what they're buying, why are they buying it, and if a particular tech company was doing something that they think they're doing, and how this company is going to evolve after that. So this is kind of like a cross-check session for most of the tech investors last year. Now, of course, coming up to this year, loading up with all these Chinese tech companies on valuation appeal still from last year, Everybody is basically looking to see how these tech companies is going to go, but inevitably, the technology growth will be realized here and here, or here or there and there. So I think the common prosperity for the tech companies to succeed in a country like China, with so much population, so many population inside, these tech companies is going to do well with or without the government intervention in the long run anyway. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I guess my question to Peter is, it seems that there might be some upside because of how cheap these tech shares are. My question is, are you personally, or Silver Bear personally, actually taking a closer look at these tech shares, or perhaps being a bit more wary because of a potential falling knife?
Yes, I think we are taking a closer look. But again, as I said, you know, the valuation is very attractive now compared to what's going on in the beginning. And I think one thing that China did real well was to ban out the speculation too much, but without hurting directly these tech companies. But they did it through banning cryptocurrency, for example. Mm-hmm. So this would actually calm down the market and let the market grow with a steady pace instead of a volatile format. So we at Silver Bear still believe in the tech company space very much, but we also believe that the current valuation of a few tech companies are actually more attractive than it is before.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about the slowdown in China and another sector that's also causing a couple of question marks. We've talked about the property space before, Peter. And as we know, the Chinese economy expected to slow down this year, which is why these officials in Beijing are raising calls, at least, for more stimulus and support. How much of the Chinese potential slowdown in China, how much of it might be connected to the property sector, which represents about 30-40% of the economy by some estimates? And also all these developers ranging from Shermao to Evergrande to Caixa, for instance, facing a lot of uncertainties and struggles to repay some of their debt.
Well, I think the Chinese economy is expected to slow down, not just because, obviously, with the property arena. I think it's basically the overall situation that had prolonged it with the COVID situation as well, which kind of linked back to the property area as well. So, and then creating a situation for most of the developers not being able to pay their promised debt to institutions. I think the size, as most people would believe, is significant. And some say it's actually probably overseeding, say, Japanese economy, just on the debt piece, which is large. There has been several re-looked at how the government is probably going to absorb this problem. The government had repeatedly come up in several occasions to promise that they have the capability to absorb a situation like this, which basically had calmed down the market quite a bit. But I think down the road, merger and acquisitions or restructuring is going to probably happen in this space in order for this to be digested properly.
All right. We're listening to Peter Chen, founder of Silver Bear Capital, here on Money FM 89.3, getting his outlook for greater Chinese markets. Peter, how concerned should we be, though, about rising COVID-19 cases and the Omicron variant across China and Hong Kong? Recently, Airbus's CEO Guillaume Faury raised this as a potential issue for the aviation sector in China's overall economy. How worried should we be about this possibly slowing, bringing China and its economy to a potential standstill yet again?
I think the COVID situation, Omicron cases, is definitely hard hitting these spaces without questions. Luckily, in China, during the last 10 years, apart from the aviation sector, there's other means for people to transport themselves throughout China now, which is probably the high speed trains channel. There's other means. So it's not directly hitting the everyday living style of the economy, but however, from an economy point of view, obviously, tourism is an important part, and the aviation sector play a very important linking to the tourism. So that's basically not doing well. And this is probably, I would say, accounts for maybe 10% at least to 15% of the Chinese economy. And for Hong Kong, I mean, tourism is like very important apart from the financial sector. So it's definitely affecting a big section of the population whereby unemployment for that section is basically showing up on the radar today, tomorrow, possibly for the next 6 months or so, depending when COVID gonna go away. Everybody is preparing for embracing the crash of that particular sector. But however, whether these sectors are able to transform themselves in the next couple of months to stay alive, is of course a question. So we are seeing, say, for example, that some aviation companies are moving, say, from the passenger arena into the freight arena nowadays to sustain their operation. So it's just a big concern, as I said, especially for example, Hong Kong are dependent on tourism quite a bit as well. So it's not looking good.
Peter Chun, founder of Silver Bear Capital, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 and sharing your outlook for markets across Greater China at the start of the new year. Peter, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times, and we look forward to the next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, I hope you're having a good start to the year, and I hope you're surviving and trying to at least thrive under the new restrictions out in Hong Kong. Stay safe, sir.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.